Blog Talk Radio.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Hi, folks, and welcome to this fine Saturday afternoon, morning, evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization And we are dedicated to promoting the rights and informing on the legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. Make sure people know there are no laws or health codes in any of the states. In most countries, from what I've looked into, also there's no laws against it. So, and it's just informing people of our rights to live the way we choose. I am your host, Audrey, with my co-host, Miss Phoenix.
Hello. And,
I love that she waved. You guys can't see that, but we are, having a week. There's a full moon this week, so it's kind of throwing everybody off if you're feeling it. If you know, you know.
Technically, it might be still full because the moon didn't go full until 6 p.m. last night. And so usually it'll be full for about 24 hours before it changes
and
starts waning again.
Pull it away. But, so we've got that going on. We're all, beginning of the year. We just made it through the holidays and that stress. Now we got the new year and whatnot. So we're on the struggle bus. I want to apologize for last week. I way overslept and then I woke up feeling sick. For those listening, no, it's not because of the new year, having too much fun or anything. I actually just hit 21 years sober. Like, what? So it feels very weird to say that because I don't think I should be old enough for that, but here we are.
Awesome.
Yeah. I started and stopped before I was legal age. Anyone mathing out there?
You have done a lot of really great things with your adult life, and, for you, being sober is one of those. And let's not just shame anybody because, we all have our own different limitations and abilities, with barefooting.
Same for everyone. Yeah, and I'm always amazed at people that can just, have a couple drinks and control themselves and be okay. And whatnot.
Yeah.
But I've never been that person. Like, if I have a drink, I'm having the bottle. Mm-hmm. So I had to.
Yeah.
And if I start again, I'll end up dead, divorced, or both. So that's not an option for me.
Yeah.
I make really poor, anybody that knows me, mm-hmm. they see me and I'm like, just think, this is me sober. Okay. Just, that's what I got to say. This is me under the influence of nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be inebriated to be
goofy,
off the charts, crazy. Yeah. So, Plus, that's inappropriate for the radio, what I was about to say, but you can imagine. Anyway, legal radio. I just wanted to share that, that's kind of where I was last week, and I think Miss Phoenix did an amazing job. Thank you so much for covering for me. I goofed a little on setting it up, too, so she is definitely a blessing, and I want to say it on air so everybody knows she's amazing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm amazing, too, but she is also amazing. So you guys have two amazing people talking to you about barefooting and other random stuff that pops in our head during our conversations.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to everybody who has been sticking with us. I was going through my messages trying to find some information that Proof and I talked about before, and I realized I actually started doing the show. It wasn't October 2021. I started in September 2021. So I've been doing this since then, and I love the opportunity to have been able to do this and reach out and inform more people, and it's been a lot of fun. And then I've also been doing the Instagram. So anybody who's interested in that, I've got some stuff up. I've got some stuff in drafts that I'm kind of waiting. I'm going to have Phoenix actually look at to make sure they're appropriate, because sometimes what I think is appropriate, other people are like, what are you doing? So I don't think I mentioned that to her yet. Yeah, you've got some videos to watch later. Anyway, Instagram is real barefoot is legal. There will be more up later. In fact, you might get bombarded with a bunch of extra posts just to kind of catch up on what I've been missing.
Yeah.
Now that I'm finally getting back into a rhythm and a groove with getting some meds sorted out, to be TMI, but I was in a crappy place and I'm doing better, so...
I think a lot of people, though, are, and I think sometimes even when people can be very negative and can seem like that. And I know some of the viewers, unfortunately, it's like, oh, why are you posting as much? And all I want to say is we always appreciate, you know, everybody that is involved in the community because, you know, the community isn't about us. You know, this
right,
is a show during our time.
The only reason that Instagram has been a lot of me pictures is because that's what I have. Like, if I had other stuff, I'd share other stuff. So if any members want to message me appropriate pictures, I will share as member submissions.
Sometimes I think that's also easier to share, too, when your life is hectic and you can't go out and do those things. I know we were talking about that
before. Or I just forget it. I'm barefoot all the time. I forget to take pictures a lot of the time.
I don't think anything of it until somebody brings it up. Like,
exactly.
I think more of the fact of when I'm wearing shoes than when I'm not. Like, I think more of the fact of, like, oh, I'm wearing shoes today. Like, and sometimes I think about my head and I'm just like, you know, with it being cold, obviously, it's like, you know, you got to do what you got to do at times. But then, like, other times, too, where, like, I'll forget that I'm not wearing shoes with it being cold out until somebody brings it up.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I hate shoes.
And you're just like, oh, are you cold? Like, no, not at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
If I was cold, you would know.
Right.
I'd be shaking, and I'd be way more layered up and probably still cold.
Like, at both. Yeah, right. Like, exactly. I would, I'd fix the situation. But, like, at both.
I'd probably still be cold.
Right. At bowling last night, I was still bare. I was barefoot outside, and one of the other women, she wasn't wearing a jacket when she came out, but she's like, you know, talking about, aren't your feet cold? I'm like, no. And she's, you know, and the person she was talking to was like, where are your shoes? And the other guy's like, well, where's your coat? I'm not cold. And I just gave a look like, do you get it now? Like, you're not cold. You're not wearing a jacket. I'm not cold. I'm not wearing shoes. Like, it's the same. It's literally the same thing. So it was just kind of one of those, like, I just, like, I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like, my feet are fine. I'm bundled up, and, like, I got two sweaters and a jacket on, you know, because I refuse to buy a winter coat because I'm not outside that much in the winter, and I don't get, you know, it's briefly. So I'm like, I'm not putting all that money into a winter coat when I don't need it. So, like, I do, like, I'll layer up, like, five sweaters maybe sometimes.
I just do sweaters
and jackets because I just, that's what I do. That's me. But it was just so funny. She's like, where are your shoes? I'm like, where's your coat? I'm not cold. I'm like, there it is. You just answered it yourself, lady. But yeah, so, oh yeah.
Something of the fact that, like, it, you know, I mean, I'm sure she too probably had a second where she didn't even think about it.
Exactly. Like, it's like she had to answer her own question kind of thing.
Whatever. Like, a lot of the times people don't think that what they're doing is similar or the same as something other people are doing. And a lot of times, unfortunately, those people are the same people to make excuses and make exceptions for every little thing they do. But that are so unaccepting of others.
Negatively judgmental.
Yeah,
I don't like to say just judgmental anymore. So you're negatively judgmental or you can be positively judgmental. Everyone judges everything.
Yeah, and there's a difference between constructive criticism and just criticizing, condemning someone. And then
even like a step further than that is just, like, yes, that is, but there's like a tone to it, but like just being like nasty and rude about it. Like,
yeah. Well, and obviously there are some people that, you know, obviously do need more so negative criticism because of the, you know, level of their actions and the level of their entitlement.
But
most people, it is their entitlement that makes them act that way.
I would agree.
And entitlement is one of the key ingredients to abuse, even. And so when you think about think about these exchanges, but a lot of the times these exchanges are verbally abusive, mentally abusive, emotionally abusive. And not obviously with every person that we meet that says something about barefooting is that way. I've gotten actually a lot more positive experiences. And there was,
why is it like the negative is so much easier to remember? That's what's frustrating is it's so much, at least for me, it's easier to remember like the negative over the positive, and that's frustrating for me because I want to be a positive person.
I think it's because it raises a red flag in our brains.
You know?
Like
it imprints
kind of danger. You know, it's that you get these kind of flags that go off in your brain during these situations, and you may not even be taking the time to process them, and they stay with you because it's like with life, we're so rushed. It's like we're not really able to take the time to, you know, process the things people
that
say to
us. Like the guy that, like, and I'll forever call it assault, the guy at the Kroger that I told you about, like, he didn't physically touch me, but I said he verbally assaulted me when he was following me around the store. And twice. Because, like, the second time he did it, it's like I felt someone behind me while I was waiting at the pharmacy and I was sick. So I'm waiting on an antibiotic and I, like,
when I stand up, it's like he recognized my bright hair because, I mean, clearly I would make a terrible spy. I have bells on.
This was
on
a completely different occasion?
Yeah. No, this was,
oh, wow.
This was like 2 weeks later. It's like he saw the back of my head. And so he waited behind me. I could feel him behind me, but I didn't look because I was feeling like crap and I didn't care. I'm like, whatever, stare at me, whatever. And when I stood up and started walking, that he started yelling at me again about it. Like, I'm in pharmacy. Even the pharmacy tech who's getting my antibiotic for me was like, just like, what is this guy's problem? And I'm like, some people are just ignorant and stupid. Like, just straight up. Anyway, I'm telling her, and he's yelling, talking about the health department, going to get involved. They shut us down. You should call them. Tell me I didn't care about anybody because I get the store shut down. I said, well, if you're the one that's going to, if you're willing to call the health department because you think it'll get the whole entire grocery store shut down, you are the one that doesn't care about other people because you're willing to let that happen. I know it won't. But, I kind of went off the rails there for a minute. I mean, like, it's just kind of like that called verbal assault. Like, you might not touch me, but you literally, like, you slapped me with your words, and that was rude.
Yeah, or when people think they have the right to scream at people like that. Especially when you're not doing anything. And it'd be one thing if you were hurting somebody. I mean, even if it was your own kid, if you're taking something a little too far,
absolutely.
It'd be different if a stranger were to be like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Then versus you're just minding your own business, you're not breaking any laws, you're not breaking any health codes, but you're doing something that just triggers a person for a problem that is their own reason,
exactly.
You know, that's their own fault. And
that's
so, yes,
their, yeah.
You know, and the thing is, and I guess maybe trigger, I use the word trigger because it's like, you know, and trigger is like, you know,
it's a trauma-related thing,
but I do, you know, mean it more of that, like, rage trigger is what I
mean
more so, too.
Yeah.
And
like
that's
where
not
makes
our responsibility.
No.
You know,
no.
Obviously, if we are triggering people psychologically or in some other way, we need to hold ourselves accountable, and other people should hold us accountable.
Well,
but
if you're doing it intentionally, that's the thing,
your
too. The intent is important as well. The intent is so important because it's like, I might accidentally say something, kind of like earlier. You know, I accidentally said something and I almost upset you, and I'm not going to go into detail, but it was a rude, bad joke, friend. I'm not going to repeat it, but it did. It upset her, but that is my, it was unintentional, so we worked it out. But if I had said what I said on purpose, knowing it was going to make her feel bad, that's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
So, like, intent is important,
yeah.
I think, as well.
No, I agree. And I think sometimes, too, people can sometimes take things the wrong way because of, you know, the way somebody else treated them in that situation or because of a different situation. And so there are times where we can unintentionally trigger people.
Right. Well,
when you doing your own thing, just existing through life, not hurting anybody, not breaking any laws, not breaking any health codes, trigger someone into a rage fit, that is their fault, their problem, their responsibility. And maybe not necessarily their fault, you know, maybe there was something in their life that convinced
right. Trauma,
them.
Yeah, traumas can cause all kinds, but we don't even know until it happens.
But at the same time, when you're a grown adult, at some point you have to take responsibility for your stuff.
And if you can't,
you can't just go around insulting people. And a stranger in a store, what makes somebody think that they're entitled to that? And again, it is entitlement.
To just rage tell me how I should be living my life. Like, excuse me. Someone told me one time, actually, it was like 60-degree weather, but it was like overcast.
Mm-hmm.
Talking, like, yelled at my son. I let my son go barefoot with me.
Mm-hmm.
And child abuse.
Yeah.
I was like, how? He has some available, and he has the choice, and the weather is fine for it. Like, it's not, you know, we were going to the hardware store. I'm like, I've done this a million times. I know it's safe, you know, but, like, people just, I just don't understand people. I never have, never will. So I kind of avoid them when I can't. I interrupt the end of the night.
You're fine. I was just listening, but. Just in general, we need to remember that it's entitlement that really causes people to treat people this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as I've always been, somebody's been very compassionate and empathetic,
mm-hmm.
even with people that have hurt me the most in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it puts you in a very complicated situation, too, in general. And then you can find yourself, especially if it's, you know, people that you're close with at some point that kind of, you know, you've had bad relationships with, you can kind of start to make excuses for other people.
Yeah.
But we deserve to live in peace.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do.
Everybody does.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we need to remember that. And so really, oh my God, this. I'm sorry, guys.
No.
I'm like trying to think of like, we just need to remember that. I guess the reason why I wanted to bring this entitlement up is because, you know, I think I had seen something a psychologist was talking on abuse and what makes abuse something mm-hmm. abuse and what creates or what makes somebody abusive. And
right.
What are the psychological factors behind that? And my brain is like failing to remember the other two, but the key, one of the key ones is entitlement
mm-hmm.
because, you know, talking about how narcissism and disorders and other disorders, because I'm talking about like narcissistic personality disorder, things like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean somebody's abusive, you know.
Right, right.
Or BPD, any of these things that can cause erratic, crazy behavior don't equal abusive. There is an entitlement aspect behind it. So it's like we can become overly understanding and sympathetic at times, but we need to remember that we don't deserve this because, mm-hmm. and I just want to talk on this because, you know, and it's not necessarily something because it's like what I think or believe, but I'm sure there are a lot of people struggling with it because there are times that I have kind of just struggled in general. Do I really deserve peace? You know, and
right.
so then you can kind of make excuses for those things. But,
exactly.
And so I know a lot of people are struggling right now with the holidays, and families are complicated for a lot of people. Holidays are complicated and stressful for a lot of people for
mm-hmm.
a lot of reasons.
Yes.
And so it's easy to feel down on ourselves. It's easy to take things personal at this moment in time. And so I just want to say, like, you don't deserve this. And you can be empathetic with mental health and mental illness and other people's issues and problems without taking their crap.
Right.
And because for all
like
you know,
I am responsible for my actions and what I do, but I'm not responsible for your reaction to my actions.
Because, yeah, and somebody may, you know, have a condition that causes them, because I don't understand what compels a person to act out in that way other than entitlement.
Yeah.
But, you know, but even if somebody does have a disorder and that was a trigger for them, that's, still, there is still some
their
entitlement
responsibility
attached
to get the help.
To that. They're in, yeah, and they're in responsible for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not on you, and it's not your responsibility. And you can, you know, walk away and be like, okay, maybe that guy had something going on,
yeah.
you know, and be understanding.
I mean, for all I know, he was, that poor old man got whooped so hard whenever he tried to take his shoes off. I don't know.
Yeah, and you see, so you can be understanding, but you shouldn't, you know,
it
allow it to
it.
Affect you.
Exactly.
And it's okay if it does. You know, but I'm saying you have to kind of set those boundaries for yourself. And it may still affect you, even
mm-hmm.
when you set those boundaries.
Yeah.
Set a limitation on how much is their opinion worth.
How much are you willing to let people
yeah.
get by, get
and
away
And that's something
with,
you
so
may
to
have
see.
To readjust with and talk yourself through every
mm-hmm.
moment. And it's something you have to practice.
Yeah.
Getting, you know, like getting to the point where it's just like, I'm not your punching bag, even if it's
mm-hmm.
your words. And
yeah.
And it is hard. You know, there are people in my life that
mm-hmm.
it's like realizing and looking
right.
back that, you know, and so
we're on a journey and a different journey.
Yeah. But I think from experience, it is really easy to just dismiss
yeah.
what harassment
peace,
or issues you're having yet to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to keep your mouth shut to keep the peace,
it's
there was
peace.
No peace.
It wasn't really very peaceful.
There was no peace to begin with.
Your peace is important, too.
Yeah.
Not just keeping peace with the person, but...
So, you know, I encourage everybody to stand up for themselves, you know, but try to have a level head about it. You know, keep yourself responsible and accountable, too. Because somebody
mm-hmm.
going off like that, and I know we've talked about this before in the past.
Oh,
I
wanted to knock the guy over
yeah.
the smart cart, but the way I handled it was when he got the manager involved trying to make me leave, I said, only if he leaves. And they're looking at me, and I said, look, I'm just a customer minding my own business, trying to get my grocery shopping done, and he is verbally assaulting me. And you're going to let that make someone leave versus... all I'm doing is being barefoot, which is my
yeah.
right. Because you're causing a scene.
Why?
Yeah.
By being barefoot?
Like,
no.
That's like when in schools when they let the bullies get away with it mm-hmm. because the bullied finally reacts. That's exactly what I'm like, no, sir. That don't fly with me. I tell my kids, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, the only reason they would be in trouble is if they're the ones starting it. Like, if someone
mm-hmm.
starts it with you, you absolutely can finish it. And I stand by it. That guy started stuff with me. But he saw me. Well, he literally, I'm not even, one of the things he said was how he saw me as starting it, basically. And I'm like, I'm just existing, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't say word one to
you. If you minding your own business is starting a fight for somebody, then they have a problem that they need to deal with.
And it's funny because when she like came up the first time, my daughter was barefoot in the shopping cart, right? She was like 2 years old. And I heard him remind me, she needs to have shoes on. And I looked and I heard her, I was like, why? Not her. You know, like, and then I'm like, and then one of the things I brought up, she was like, wait, so you're okay with her being barefoot but not me? She's a kid in a cart. I said, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It was just, he was a gross person.
There are
person,
no laws or health codes against it.
There are none.
It's
none.
Simple. And unfortunately,
and the fact
so
that he'd be willing to
that.
Call the health department to get the store shut down because I'm barefoot shows that he's the one that doesn't care about other people. If you think that would really happen, you think you, if you cared about people, you'd want to, you know, not get someone involved that could hurt other people. No, you want to make it worse for other people simply because I'm not wearing shoes.
Yeah.
But, like, they wouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
Polish.
But I personally just...
I'm not bothering anyone. I
don't. I personally just don't understand people and
no.
what makes them feel like they
yeah.
can just... now treat people the way they do, but like I said earlier, it goes back to entitlement, and that's what we have to remember. And,
yeah,
you know, and I think that's something we have to remind ourselves not to take things personally.
Yeah,
it is an entitlement issue with them,
because 9 times
it's
out of 10
not
it's not even about you, it's
yeah.
about something from their past that just set them off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry if I made
just their own ignorance.
Yeah, and like I can feel bad. I can. It's one thing for me to feel bad that you feel bad, but I'm not going to feel bad for how I live. Like I would say, be kind, help when you can. Don't be a jerk. And I'm like, I literally didn't actually do anything to this person.
Yeah. No, I can understand.
There's no reason to. Yeah, I'm not going to be anybody's doormat or punching bag. Like, no, dude, you need to work on yourself. You need your own therapist. Thank you. I know how hard it is to find one. Trust me. I'm looking again because mine quit. So, like, I get it if you can't get into therapy, but, man, you need some star breaths or something. You need to do some deep breathing. Stop. Smile, take a deep breath, and relax, buddy.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
And it is hard, and... Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say.
It's hard to keep your cool. I'm not going to lie. I can be an aggressive person, very assertive more like, but so like I know how hard it is like not like be mean, but I found the times where I'm able to control myself and actually just keep my kindness about me. That's when they look like the fool. Because they're just yelling at somebody for minding their own business and looking like a jerk, and I'm just standing there, like, minding my own business, you know? So it's just, it's easier said than done. I do understand that, because there have been times where I have not kept my cool so well. But, yeah, that's one of my biggest tips, though, is just going in a place with confidence. If you're, especially, you know, you're starting out, it can be intimidating, you're worried about, you know, what people are going to say because you're barefoot, whatever, if you're going to have to deal with anybody. And it's just
frustrating.
It is. It can be frustrating. It can be like intimidating where you like, you know, wear shoes anyway because you don't want to. And all I can say is just be confident. Because typically the more confidence you show, the less likely people are to even want to talk to you. But just in case, obviously that doesn't work every time. You know, be ready with the information, the laws, the health codes, have it on saved on your phone, printed off on an actual piece of paper to show that it's not against the law, it's not against the health code. Just be prepared, even if you have to psych yourself up the first few times, you know, to do it. You know, just be prepared, and that's my best piece of advice. And start somewhere small, like a local gas station or the corner shops or whatnot, because that's, you know, most likely, least likely to say anything at places like that.
Yeah.
So just kind of work your way up. I currently know, like, I literally, the only place I put shoes on is work. That's it. And that's because I have to, and I love my job, and I like having a paycheck. But other than that, and I'm still working on it. There's sometimes I'll have to slip them off on the counter just to like refocus myself. But I respect the, you know, the hierarchy and the rules of the workplace. So I'm not going to blatantly disregard just to be insubordinate or anything. When we had that little blizzard a couple weeks ago, I'd only had to go outside one time. So that's the only, I did put shoes on for that to go over to my sister's house. Didn't you want me to hold that? Okay, sorry. But, you know, so far this winter, I've only put them on once. Ha, already winning from last year. We'll see how the rest of this winter goes, though. Who knows what we're going to get here in lovely Ohio. You never know. But I'm gonna pass it over to Miss Phoenix because I know she had something she wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to run a quick ad break real quick because it is due.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we had to run on it too.
We're supposed to every half hour, so yes, thank you. So we're going to run a quick ad break, and we will be back in just a few minutes, folks.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Go ahead, I'll talk. Welcome back to Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living a barefoot lifestyle. I am Audrey, the host, with my co-host Phoenix. She has a really interesting, very cool topic to discuss this afternoon, morning, evening, wherever you happen to be. So I am going to actually hand it over to her, and you may not hear me talk for a little bit, but it's actually... Yeah, falls in your court.
So this is actually an article I wanted to kind of like read over. I'm honestly just going to be like reading bits out of it because it's very interesting. We're trying to get links set up so that we can get a link tree put in the bio later, and so we can tag that later for other people to see, and we'll let you guys know on the Instagram when it is up. Just gotta love technology.
That'll be her domain because y'all know I'm teching it. So Miss Phoenix won't help me with that.
But it's called Earthing: Health Implications of Reconnecting the Human Body to the Earth's Surface Electrons. And this is from the National Library of Medicine. And their tagline is the National Center for Biological Information. So their abbreviation, I'm pretty sure, website is an abbreviation of both. So you can find them at nim.nih.gov. Most people I know recognize them, so they are a very credible source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I use them a lot in college for psychology when I was getting my associate. So they're considered to be very credible, and I think that's important to kind of communicate
yeah.
to over the radio show because I can't show it with you, and I wish right now I didn't even think about putting the link in the show bio, but if you're listening over the air, you wouldn't even be able to do that necessarily either, depending on how you're listening, if you can't, you know, even access the bio. But we'll let you know when that's up on the Instagram, a link to that, because we're trying to get a link tree set up or something to be able to share links. But I'm going to go ahead and read the abstract. So environmental medicine generally addresses environmental factors with a negative impact on human health. However, emerging scientific research has revealed a surprisingly positive and overlooked environmental factor on health: direct physical contact with the vast supply of electrons on the surface of the Earth. Modern lifestyle separates humans from such contact. The research suggests that this disconnect may be a major contributor to physiological dysfunction and unwellness. Reconnection with the Earth's electrons has been found to promote intriguing physiological changes and subjective reports of well-being. Sorry, one second. Okay, sorry, what was I saying in parentheses, or grounding, unparentheses, refers to the discovery of benefits / including better sleep and reduced pain / from walking barefoot outside or sitting, working, or sleeping indoors connected to conductive systems that transfer the Earth's electrons from the ground into the body. This paper reviews the earthing research and potential of earthing as a simple tool as a simple and easy accessible global modality of significant clinical importance. I don't know where tools came from my brain. I just felt simple, and my brain was like, but and I think, well, it kind of is in a way. And I just want to talk for a second on that. I think it's very interesting that it talks about how, you know,
earthing or grounding in terms of barefooting or being hooked up to machines,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or a system, I guess I should say.
System, yeah.
And so I think it's interesting that even barefooting alone has, you know, kind of enough weight in that situation in comparison to these conductive systems. Is very interesting. And the better sleep and reduced pain, I do still struggle with insomnia for sure, but reduced pain I think is definitely a key factor. I'm not going to be reading the whole article because of sake of time, but I do kind of want to go over a little bit, and it's something I definitely recommend looking into.
I will say to you while you're looking up what you're about to read next, being I know when I'm barefoot all the time, but I know the times when I actually get to barefoot outside more, I do sleep better those nights. So, like, it's when I'm stuck in a building, I mean, it still helps my sleep just because I'm barefoot and I'm a happier person, but when I actually, you know, have the chance to be outside in the nature, even just walking in my grass in my front yard, I do sleep better when I've been able to do that. The more I can do that.
Yeah. And I'll continue up. And so this is, like, referring to there was a study reviews on and article reviews on them. There were over 7,000 studies and over 500 articles reviewed regarding this. But anyway, it is assumed that the influx of free electrons absorbed into the body through direct contact with the earth likely neutralize ROS, referring to free radicals, or I think it also says oxidant molecules neutralize reactive species. Maybe that's what it does to the. I'm sorry. I don't understand all the science jargon. I'd have to like look into it more.
Yeah, they use a lot of big words that we're not sure of yet. So we will find more information.
Yeah,
I do want to talk
more on this in the future. It was actually something I found yesterday, last night, or maybe. Yeah, it was last night, and so...
Actually, it's perfect that I can get a hold of it. Does the grounding...
Yeah, and we would need to... Honestly, I would love to have Meg on to kind of talk about this with her, because I feel like, you know, and she was this scientist lady, yeah, you know, who knows all about the kinesthesiology stuff, and she had some degrees and other things. It's escaping my brain right now, though. But very smart lady, and I feel like she would kind of make more sense with it. But anyway, yeah, it is assumed that the influx of free electrons absorbed into the body through the direct contact with the earth likely neutralizes ROS and thereby reduce acute and chronic inflammation. Throughout history, humans mostly walked barefoot or wore footwear made of animal skin.
Mm-hmm.
They slept on the ground or on sleeping mats. The ground's abundant free electrons were able to enter the body, which is electrically conductive. So through this mechanism, every part of the body could equilibrate with the electrical potential of the earth, thereby stabilizing the electrical environment of all organs, tissues, and cells. And then it later goes in, adding upon the fact, and the reason why I said animal skins as an emphasis on the type of shoes they wear is because it gets into that a little more into a second. Yes, instead of rubber. Yes. So, but even the fact that rubber, it's supposed to help stop you from absorbing those electrons and those electrical signals, and it does, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's an inhibitor.
Yeah. So it's crazy that, you know, we don't think about this more.
Mm-hmm.
Modern lifestyle has increasingly separated humans from the primordial flow of Earth's electrons. For example, since the 1960s, we have increasingly worn insulating rubber or plastic soled shoes instead of traditional leather fashioned from hide.
Mm-hmm.
Rossi, it's referring to one of the people, scientist people, has laminated that the use of insulating materials in post-World War II shoes has separated us from the Earth's energy flow. Obviously, we no longer sleep on the ground as we did in past times.
Mm-hmm.
During recent decades, chronic illness, immune disorders, and inflammatory diseases have dramatically increased, and some researchers have cited environmental factors as the cause. However, the possibility of modern disconnection with the Earth's surface as a cause has not been considered. Much of the research reviewed in this paper in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I really also want to get into that is the fact that
it hasn't been considered, but like I said, much of the research reviewed in this paper points in that direction, showing
right.
that it is actually. And so, you know, with the sake of time, I'm not going to be able to go through everything. But it gets into it, and there's a lot that I'm not going to be able to share with you. So I would love for us to talk on this more in the future, because there's a lot to unpack here. There's a lot to share.
Yeah.
And I just found it, and I was just like, I have to share it.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of last minute. I was like, it doesn't matter what else I had to talk about.
No.
You know, it was just so interesting to me.
No, it is amazing. It's good information to share, because then it gives us all, you know, more, I don't know, backup to our argument. Not that we really should have to need it, but unfortunately, depending on where we are,
mm-hmm.
we do. You know, it just gives more, like, just more oomph for us. Another
yeah.
win for us. So
yeah. As it says, in the late 19th century, a back-to-nature movement in Germany claimed many health benefits from being barefoot outdoors, even in cold weather. In the 1920s, White, referring to the last name of the doctor, a medical doctor, investigated the practice of sleeping grounded after being informed by some individuals that they could not sleep properly unless they were on the ground or connected to the ground in some way,
right.
Such as with copper wires attached to grounded to earth water, gas, or radiator pipes. And obviously this is, you know, I'm sure done very safely, more safely than it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
They're
not
going to
have actual electricity. It's more like, because like the radiator like kind of goes already into the ground with gas pipes,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get the gas. So if you're connected to that, it doesn't sound like an electrical signal, so to speak, that like would spark anything in the gas line.
Yeah.
So it's just like that, or the water pipes, you know, but they're
yeah.
in the ground, so it conducts. It's a conductor.
Yeah.
You know, copper is a great conductor.
But I know that can sound very like, people hear copper wires, and I feel like that's kind of like
mm-hmm.
a concern. But we have to think that, like, you know, these are safe, you know, electrical electron signals too.
Well, I remember in the 90s. I mean, it turned into real big. I remember copper bracelets and necklaces and stuff were real huge because they were learning the conductive power of it, that it helps kind of get it out. But it's more, even wearing it, yes, can be effective, but it's more effective when it's connected to the ground, when it's grounded
yeah.
and not just there.
Well, and to continue, the doctor, he reported improved sleeping using these techniques. However, these ideas never caught on in mainstream society. And so that was kind of a bit of a setup, because, like, we're still in, you know, skimming through the setup, and I was like, that's one, you know, out
right.
of the breakdown. And that's not even the whole thing. But anyway, let me, okay, so where, I don't know if I should read this whole thing.
Yeah, it's funny if you, like, feel that, like, it's going to cause a spark. It's like, there's not enough electricity in your body to actually, like,
yeah.
through it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people get a little paranoid about that kind of thing. Which, I mean, if you don't understand the electricity,
mm-hmm.
like, the I don't understand all the logistics or anything like that, but, you know, I do get the whole how it conducts. And basically, it pulls it out of you and sends it through the copper wire into the wire going into the ground, and then back and forth. So that's more what that's about. It's not, there's not going to be a spark.
Yeah, but it says in Poland, these doctors, they have the same last name, so I'm not sure exactly what the relation is, though. But in Poland, revealed distinct physiological and health benefits with the use of conductive bed pads, mats, EKG, and TENS-type electrode patches and plates connected
mm-hmm.
indoors to the earth outside. And so a retired cable television executive found a similarity between the human body, in parentheses, a bioelectrical signal transmitting organism, in parentheses, and the cable used to transmit cable television signals.
Okay.
When cables are grounded to the earth, interference is visually eliminated from the signal. Furthermore, all electrical signals are stabilized by grounding them to the earth. And this is true.
Mm-hmm.
in a lot of fields that use electricity. You know, and the first thing I saw when I looked up earthing and grounding was actually relating to just in general, like, people that would work with, like electricity. And so
I thought it was interesting, but even reading the principles, and I have a screenshot that I can bring up in a second that was I was just like, this basically sounds what I know about earth grounding, but then I found this article and it just had a lot of information.
Yeah, and if you
so it does,
to me, I can put it on there.
Yeah, and so it does function very much in the same way. And so when cable – oh, wait, I already read that part. I'm sorry. And so they discovered that grounding the human body represents a universal regulating factor in nature, strongly influences bioelectrical, bioenergetic, and biochemical processes, and appears to offer a significant modulating effect on chronic illnesses encountered daily in their clinical practices. Earthing, in parentheses, also known as grounding, refers to contact with the Earth's surface electrons by walking barefoot outside or sitting, working, or sleeping indoors connected to conductive systems. Some of them patented that transfer the energy from the ground into the body. Emerging scientific research supports the concept that the Earth's electrons induce multiple physiological changes of clinical significance. I lost where I was reading. Including reduced pain, better sleep, a shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic tone in the automatic nervous system, and blood thinning effects. The research, along with many anecdotal reports, is represented in the newly book entitled Earthing, and then you can find the link to, or the like research link is tagged.
But
obviously, you know, or what was I going to say? It may not be, you know, beneficial for everyone to barefoot all the time.
Right.
But there's clearly a lot of benefits from grounding, even from what I've gotten into so far, in my opinion.
I think it's beneficial at least some of the time for everybody.
Yeah, no, it is.
Not all the time for everybody.
Yeah, not all the time.
But it definitely has its place, I think, for everybody to incorporate their daily routine.
Maybe you're somebody that doesn't really like nature or the grass, and maybe it's even a texture weird thing for you. You're just like, no. Mm-mm.
Right.
You know, or you have some other reasons to why you can't go out in nature. Conductive systems, you know, I'm not sure about pricing or anything, but that may be something for certain people to look into, especially if your illness.
I was looking at them, and they're pretty rad. Like, he makes the one guy that, like, founded mm-hmm. a lot of this. He, it's like a pet, you make some different bed sizes, you can do your, you know, queen, king, twin, whatever, and then it just, like, kind of goes out your window, and you're supposed to shut your windows and stuff, so that's a key part, too, I think, because a lot of you are like, I don't want to leave my window open all night, you know, for obvious reasons, so it's just, it's a pretty cool system that he's got going, so.
Yeah. So,
it's worth looking into for everybody, I think, whether or not you do it. That's huge. So,
yeah.
But that's one of our big things is what we're saying is about choice.
Yeah. And then it gets into sleep and chronic pain. So in a blind pilot study, Ober, I think is how you pronounce it, recruited 60 subjects.
Name.
Is it? Because I
that's
thought that may have been
name.
The guy you were
I knew,
talking about. That
I knew
was
when
the
I
guy
heard
I said earlier, but I didn't say Ober earlier. I was just like skimming. But he was the
I knew when I heard his name, I'd know it, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had a feeling that might have been him. So I was like, maybe if I say it, it'll like
trigger
a bell. No,
that's it.
Because I had a feeling that might have been, but
that's
I couldn't remember. Anyway, Ober recruited.
So bad.
We're okay. Recruited 60 subjects, two males and 28 females, who suffered from self-described sleep disturbances and chronic muscle and joint pain for at least 6 months. Subjects were randomly divided for the month-long study, in which both groups slept on conductive cotton fiber mattress pads provided by Ober. Half the pads were connected to a dedicated earth ground outside each subject's bedroom window, while the other half were sham grounded, so not grounded to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as a way to have, you know, a test
they
subject.
Tell, they,
yeah.
They could tell if you were connected or not.
Yeah. It's, you know, you
placebo.
Exactly. Most grounded subjects described symptomatic improvement, while the most in the control group did not. Some subjects reported significant relief from asthmatic and respiratory conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, PMS, sleep apnea, and hypertension while sleeping grounded. These results indicated that the effects of earthing go beyond reduction of pain and self-improvements in sleep.
And then there was a pilot study evaluated diurnal rhythms in cortisol, which is the stress hormone, correlated with sleep, with changes in sleep, pain, and stress, in parentheses, anxiety, depression, and irritability, in parentheses, as monitored by subjective reporting. 12 subjects with complaints of sleep dysfunction, pain, and stress were grounded to the earth during sleep in their own beds using a conductive mattress pad for 8 weeks. In order to obtain a baseline measurement of cortisol, subjects chewed Dacron salves for 2 minutes and then placed them in a time label sampling tube that were stored in a refrigerator.
So they basically tested their cortisol levels at the beginning and then, you know, tested as they went.
I'm like, I may have actually skipped over that part when I was reading the rest of the study, but I just didn't even think about how you could chew something and oh, wow. I'm like,
yeah, that's how you said they test cortisol because in the blood it can be, not deceptive, but inaccurate.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I think they'll check the blood. Plus, it is a way to check the cortisol levels without having to keep poking you with needles. It's a big part of it. Like, and you can do it at home, like through the time you don't have to go in it.
Yeah, because it says it was self-administered. Yeah, so The samples collection began at 8 a.m. and were repeated every 4 hours. After 6 weeks of being grounded, subjects repeated this 24-hour saliva test. The samples were processed using a standard a composite is shown down below, which you guys, but when we're able to share the link, you know, you can see this for yourself. So there is a graph even too. But anyway, subjective symptoms of sleep dysfunction, pain, and stress were reported daily throughout the 8-week period. And they also looked at the secretion levels of like hormones. The majority of the subjects with high to out of range nighttime secretion levels experienced improvements by sleeping grounded. This demonstrated by the restoration of normal day to night cortisol secretion profiles. Yeah, which is so crazy.
Like, people say like this made up. Like, I've heard somebody saying, oh, you're making it up. They've done actual scientific studies, people.
Yeah.
People are actually finally studying it scientifically with tests and like, doing it the right way, using the scientific method to get actual results, not just, like, fake stuff. It's not pseudoscience, really. It's legit science now.
Well, and it's not even just opinion jargon.
It's not just like, I feel better, so it is better. It is legitimately been studied that it is healthier and it's better and it helps reduce these things.
It shows
it's
that
amazing.
It's really not a debate. If anything, there's so much, there's just so much evidence behind it that it should just be accepted into science. And it is when you read from this.
Exactly.
But it's not accepted into the mainstream.
Because not enough people have actually looked into it. Like,
or have just been willing to listen.
I'm like, you know, antibiotics came from mold on bread, okay?
Wow.
It was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
He did not mean to make penicillin, but he did.
Yeah.
And think about how many lives that has saved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was a simple
people
mold.
People call it a miracle drug. Literally.
Unfortunately, I'm allergic, but that's besides the point. But, but having that one sparked scientists' brains, and they studied, and they came up with new and different antibiotics that are unrelated but still useful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's an antibiotic I've had to take. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's there. Like, you take it, and you think you take something, and it affects your whole body, you know, just like, so it gets it. But no, like, if you... There's one that I had to take for kidney infections. It will only work once it hits your kidney. It doesn't really hit any other, I forget the name of it, so please forgive me, but it doesn't hit any other part of your body. It goes through your digestion, doesn't do a darn thing, still gets your kidney, and then it kills that specific bacteria. Like, and think, like, just being able to come up with that, and that was sparked from an accidental mold.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, so it's everything started as, quote-unquote, unbelievable or unrealistic. Everything.
Yeah.
Cars, houses even. Like, I mean, think, like, do you ever think, like, our ancestors that lived with twigs sewn together or whatever would have thought that our houses would be like this now?
Yeah.
You know, even when they went to being made out of bricks, they never conceived of a brick. That was inconceivable. And then somebody came up with it, and that was the go-to. Like, everything started that way. So people need to really get, just because this is newer and people are just finally studying it, does not make the studies invalid.
Yeah.
They're still, they're just as relevant as any other, you know, creation or
that, you know, Galileo and what's his name? Cornelius Corpus.
Confucius?
No. Nothing against him. I mean, of course.
No, but that's not who we're talking about.
Philosophy, for sure. And, but no, it was a it was an astronomer guy, whose name is escaping me. But anyway, these people, you know, were scientists that were, you know, looked at as heretics by the church.
Crazy.
Even Isaac Newton was.
Mm-hmm.
And so many scientists have even been looked at, you know, as crazy as by the mainstream society. You have to think of during their time period.
I mean, mad scientists, you know,
just being attacked.
Talking about surgeries even. How do you think?
And now we know that they were right about, you know, gravity and all these forces.
Mm-hmm.
About the sun. And, you know, because the one guy's name I can't remember, he was like, dude, the sun is the center, not us.
Yeah, around us. We go around the sun. Yes.
And
so,
you know,
many discoveries were initially heresy or unbelievable or just unfathomable.
Yeah. And you have to think, too, I mean, there was a point in time when people thought that the sun being the center of the universe was unfathomable, let alone all these galaxies and other solar systems that we're now aware of. So when we're presented with new information, we need to change our way of thinking.
Yes.
And Mercury retrograde is actually happening right now.
And
realize
we don't know everything that there is to know.
Yeah.
There's still more to learn.
Yeah, exactly. And Mercury retrograde is all about learning and growth, and Mercury does have to communication the mind. But that's also part of why the energy is so crazy on top of, you know, the full moon and everything else.
Right.
Mercury retrograde, Mars in retrograde. It's affecting everybody's passion, but it's also a great time to reconnect with your passion, reconnect with your spark, reconnect with your energy. And I think barefooting, it's hard right now because it's cold, and not everybody has the same limitations, and not everybody's living in the same weather.
Right.
So that's also another fact.
So in one of the photos that one of our moderators, our admin shared with her after she found a broken wine glass, I think it was Miss Rita, while she was shopping, and somebody actually commented on that, said, nobody's actually barefooting this weather. This photo is fake. You know, let's just acknowledge it. No one's barefooting in this weather. And we're like, it was like 50-something degrees and just rainy that day, too. And we're like, and I was out in the snow when it was going. Like, not the blizzard part. We went and warmed up a little bit. I was out. And I'm like, yeah, we are. You know, like, yeah, we are. What are you talking about? Just because you didn't do it doesn't mean nobody's going to do it. Like, we listen to our bodies, but it's people just don't believe it sometimes.
Yeah, or I think some people can get a little too egocentric that they forget that other people are living in different environments, a different weather. And
different opinions and lifestyles.
And
like,
different tolerances, different bodies.
People make no sense.
Yeah. Oh, and I get back into the article.
Sorry, go on. Yeah.
To continue, we're talking about Uber's Uber's experiment with the 12 participants. So 11 out of 12 participants reported falling asleep more quickly, and all 12 reported waking up fewer times at night. Grounding the body at night during sleep also appears to positively affect morning fatigue levels, daytime energy, and nighttime pain levels. And this is also for people that experience sleep and pain issues, chronic pain issues. And for something to be considered chronic, it has to be at least more than 6 months.
Is it 6? I thought it was 3. Either way.
Well, at least in the study, I think
he did say 6 months. Right. It depends on...
I think it depends on the practitioner too, because like some, I've had actually some doctors say 6 and others are like, oh, this has lasted 3 months. It's chronic now.
Yeah.
So it just depends
on. I also heard that it changed for a lot of time. There are more recently people are looking at 3 months as being chronic.
Okay.
Versus how a lot of people thought you had to experience it for like half a year for it to really be considered chronic.
Right.
But they've also realized this may be experiencing something in the early stages and it's still there. Yes, it may not seem like long enough, but they're, you know what I mean? Like,
right, they look at the early signs.
Yeah.
So, without them realizing the problem.
Yeah, without it being debilitating yet.
Right.
Type of thing.
Like my elbow right now, it started out with a little pain and now I almost can't lift stuff. I'm like, what happened? I still don't know what I did. It's always something, isn't it?
Yeah. But about 30% of the general American adult population complain of sleep disruptions, while approximately 10% have associated symptoms of daytime function impairment consistent with the diagnosis of insomnia. Mm. Insomnia often correlates with major depression, generalized anxiety, substance abuse, dementia, and a variety of pain and physical problems. The direct and indirect cost of chronic insomnia has been estimated at tens of billions of dollars annually in the U.S. alone. In the view of the burden of personal discomfort and healthcare costs, grounding the body during sleep seems to have much to offer. And
yeah.
I agree with that.
I think it is a legitimate medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Not just,
yeah,
like, I don't know, holistically or, you
yeah,
know, mumbo-jumbo-ly.
Yeah,
like, it's legitimately, yeah, there's legitimate results would work. That's not the word I was looking for, but that works. Like legitimate research and
data. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. What's the word? Sorry, friends, but what's the word for like? Oh, what is it? Just move on.
You're okay.
Just move on. My brain just like lost
it. I forgot
how to talk.
So good. I do that. And then
I'll think
that
of it like when the show's over.
And a neurodivergent thing, really struggling to find a word and communicating.
And it's a word I know and I use frequently.
It.
It's like
and
right there on
the
tip
word.
Of my brain. You ever say tip of your tongue? The tip of my brain. It's right here.
Yeah. No, I get you. I do.
Move on, please. But, like, there's actual results and whatnot. Like you, there's proof.
Yeah.
That's not the word I was looking for, but that'll work. There's legitimate proof that it could be a valid option medically.
Yeah.
Like, I can literally see in the future, like, when you're suffering from extreme, like, insomnia and exhaustion, and you have, like, you know, sometimes you're about to be allowed to check into the hospital or rehab, whatever, for exhaustion or whatever. Like, I can see it being legitimate, like, going in the hospital and seeing hospital beds grounded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're actually, so they have you rest on a grounded bed for a few nights to make you feel better. I can see that in the future, like
yeah.
them seeing and recommending more doctors recommending barefooting.
Yeah.
Like even my podiatrist that I went to and I asked, like my third appointment there, I asked, you know, well, what's your actual opinion on how I live like with barefoot? Because she even asked me with the insert, she goes, can you do it? I said, I can try. Because, like, I hate, she like, got that from the get-go. She understood because I went to my appointment barefoot. I wasn't, whatever. And, but I asked her, and she was like, you're the only patient I've ever had. And I'm like, what? And, like, I see her in the future even having more barefoot patients and, recommending it. Because I gave her the website when she researched. She's like, there, you know, she was impressed.
Yeah.
With it, and she and said she, you know,
patient she has seen barefoot.
Yeah,
yeah,
she actually said there's some of her patients that she can think of that she would recommend to do this at least for a few minutes a day.
Yeah.
And it was just nice to be able to like open someone's eyes
yeah.
to that, not to like brag or whatever. That's not what it's supposed to be like, but like I can see more doctors recommending and referring patients, you know, barefoot when they're like more often and more frequently.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So I said
yeah.
hospital beds and whatnot being grounded to the earth to like for to recuperate and whatnot. I can see it.
No, I do too. And there was even a study, I'm not going to really get into the background because of time, but about how earthing reduces electric fields induced in the body. And so the study showed that when the body is grounded, its electrical potential becomes equalized with the earth's electrical potential through a transfer of electrons from the earth to body. This, in return, prevents the 60 HV mode from producing and AC electric potential at the surface of the body from producing perturbations of electrical charges of the molecules inside the body. So basically it's stopping, you know, these extra electrical signals.
Yeah. It keeps, because you think about what do they use when you see power lines went up, what are they insulated in to keep them from shocking stuff that they're, if they touch something from shocking it? Generally rubber. It's a rubberized shield around these wires. Mm-hmm. So when we put the rubber on our feet, we are shielding mm-hmm. electrical transfer. That's kind of, I think that's kind of what it's trying
yeah.
to say.
Yeah, no,
like,
and that's kind of like,
and taking it off, it's like when they use the old knob and tube wiring, you know, it's
yeah.
like it's directly exposed.
Yeah, and so, and in general, when anything electrical needs to be grounded, it needs to be grounded to the earth.
Yes, there's just power lines with those big yellow wire with the yellow shield around it, you know, not to protect. I used to think it was to protect it and you'd get shocked if you touched it.
Uh-huh.
But it's like to, so you don't trip on it, so you can see it. But, I mean, that's what that's for. Just if anybody else didn't know that. I was embarrassingly old when I learned that, for the record. But anyway, that's like, you know, but that's why those big wires are there. They're the grounding wires to keep them from overloading, basically, because if
yeah.
they're not grounded, the whole electrical system can overload and blow out.
Yeah.
And then nobody has electricity.
Yeah.
All right.
No, no, you're good. I feel like that helps. I mean, you definitely have a little more knowledge on those electrical tech, like electrician aspect.
Just a little bit because my husband is wrong, too.
Yeah, and I know that. Yeah, you know.
So,
you know.
Some stuff I understand. I couldn't wire a house myself. You can, but I can explain some aspects.
Yeah, and it's like I can explain some aspects, but I feel, but I you know, I do appreciate you being able to add that
yeah,
in.
Your whole electrical system, your, yeah, it's like your body electrical system works better when it's grounded like our power system to keep it from overloading. Same.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But, yeah. Nope, you're okay, Dilla. I know we're siren a lot frequently today, but, you know, I think everyone who's listening hopefully can, like, it's still following along and understands when we end up getting quiet today. It's kind of,
yeah.
it's one of those days. It's a, I feel like I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
But basically, so, you know, I'm thinking about time and I'm like, ah, I don't want to read all this. But basically the body of the grounded person is not subject to the turbulations of electrons and electrical systems was a key thing that was shown under the umbrella effect, which, the study I was talking about before confirmed the umbrella effect of earthing the body, which was explained by Nobel Prize winner Richard Feynman, in his lectures on electromagneticism.
There it is.
That's
a big word.
Feynman said that when the body potential is the same as the Earth's electrical potential, in parentheses, and thus grounded, it becomes an extension of the Earth's gigantic electric system. The Earth's potential thus becomes the working agent that cancels, reduces, and pushes away electrical fields from the body. And we even think, too, the sun is actually electric. And so electromagnetic, so the Earth,
that's how we get solar power.
The Earth is considered in a way to have an electromagnetic field, but the Earth is actually more magnetic in its being, and the Earth and the sun is electric. And so it's the mixing of those signals which becomes electromagnetic.
And cases
and so
that go whoopsie whoopsie.
Yeah, and that's what those fields,
yeah,
and that's how those,
that's an orbit.
and that's how those fields get generated. But, you know, we think when we're out in the sun, you know, and anytime the sun's out, really, because it's been proven even on cloudy days, some people can get sunburned.
Exactly.
And sun damage.
Yes.
And so, you know,
the UV rays, or it's the UV rays.
Well, yeah,
it's not
UV rays.
It's not
the
heat that burns people. It's the UV rays.
Yeah.
And that's what people like get confused about.
Which are just light frequencies.
Exactly.
Light rays. And
ultraviolet.
People don't realize that we can't see the whole light spectrum either, and
right.
so we can't see all of that that's hitting us. And
I have a couple friends that even have, like, it's so bad they even have to wear sunblock in the winter.
Yeah, and so if you're one of those people, take your health and skin seriously, for sure, please.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we have to think about everything else that has electrical current, and our brains have electrical current, our bodies have electrical current, everything else has electrical current, has to be grounded to the earth. If you think about all the electricity that we do absorb from the sun, but also that relationship between the sun and the earth,
when we're grounded to the earth, we're anchored and it's able to just go back into the earth.
Yeah, cycle kind
and
of.
So it's really important to just work.
To the cycle of light. Get
and
it?
For so long, especially in the West, we haven't. And it's been very destructive and in so many ways. I mean, environmental issues is part of it, but even like what I've been talking about this article, our disconnection from the earth, well, I wasn't talking about it, but with me reading the article, like, by medical people.
Well, you were you talking
know.
To read. So.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway.
reading out loud, y'all.
Meow, that's called talking. You're talking a book.
I'm an audiobook.
You are an audiobook. I like it. All right, moving on. We're almost out of time, actually. Did you see that time?
Oh,
oops.
Shoot.
I know.
But anyway, so it is important for us to ground. And, you know, this whole article has talked about how it's, you know, even our health and our well-being as a whole, as a collective, has been affected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, brings up how starting in the 1960s, people were increasingly using rubber soles.
Mm-hmm. And seeing it as the quote-unquote cooler the shoes, the higher the status. It's a status symbol to have these expensive shoes. So if you know you're barefoot, you're poor trash. You know, you're worthless because you don't have shoes. Like, what the crap?
Yeah, and I know in some, you know, culture, shoes do have more context into their culture and,
mm-hmm.
you know, history. And, you know, we're not here to take away from that either.
No, that is not.
But we are just here to talk about, you know, the people and, you
the
know,
benefits
speak out.
Of,
Well, you know, we're here to speak out against the people that, you know, are just being hateful towards people.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
That. Or just even hateful towards people who barefooting is their culture.
And
or is
speaking
their
up for people who can't or won't.
Yeah.
You know, people can or won't speak up for themselves.
And,
like, we're here for you.
We're also here to speak in support of and share the information. And so I really hope this article helped we'll let
we'll get it figured out.
We're going to have tech issues. But we'll let Instagram, you know, you guys know on Instagram when you guys, you know, the link is shared for you to be able to access. But it is important to ground and connect yourself to the earth,
mm-hmm.
whatever that looks like for you. But barefooting is definitely a key aspect of that. But like I
Absolutely.
Said, there were other ways in this article that people were grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And they were grounding in their sleep. And sometimes
yeah.
that's about how, oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
It's like, yeah, the cheapest, easiest way, barefooting.
Yeah.
But there are ways, like there are systems you can buy or things you can do on your own, like you're talking about, to actually just do in your sleep. I've considered getting one, honestly, like for my house, because I know I'm not grounded when I sleep, and I'm always sore and cranky in the morning. So, like, that sounds like something I might, like, actually do, and then I can provide better feedback then, too.
Yeah.
But I digress.
You're good. I won't get too much into like reading it, but I'll just go over some of the headings. So it gets into physiological and physiological effects, reduction in overall stress levels and tension, shift in ANS balance, which was the automatic nerve system.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also, you know, gets into confirming the shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic activation. So, you know, our just system running more smoothly. And so I will say the following results were documented under that, which said an immediate decrease within seconds in skin conductance at grounding and an immediate increase at ungrounding. No changes were seen for the control of sham grounding. And so respiratory rate increased with during grounding, an effect that lasted after ungrounding, and the respiratory rate variance increased immediately after grounding and then decreased. And so blood oxygenation variance decreased during grounding, followed by a dramatic increase after ungrounding. Pulse rate and perfusion index variances increased toward the end of the grounding period, and this change persisted after ungrounding.
Crazy.
I even think about how, like, if we were able to ground during the show, even how much more beneficial that would be to both of our brains.
Well,
I
know when we've done it outside. We are, you know, in the summer when we were doing it outside.
Yeah.
Yes, we were on my porch, but we were still, like,
I feel like it was, we were able to focus and function more in our natural flow.
I think it's one of those easy fetch moments where it's been like we're stuck inside because it's chilly, too chilly to sit outside for very long.
Not being able to barefoot as much in my own personal life, either because, you know, of the cold, how it affects my body or other reasons, has made it very difficult, you know, I think in general. And so it's like, even if I'm not grounding during the show, during those times that I am able to ground more, I definitely do feel more together. But it even got, the article even gets into immune cell and pain responses, delayed onset muscle soreness induction.
I noticed when I do my physical therapy barefoot, it, like, so when I had to wear that boot, I had to wear a shoe on my other foot. I feel like after those sessions when I was doing my PT for my back, they were less effective than the ones, every other one that I go to barefoot. Because typically I go even to physical therapy barefoot. It's me. But, and they don't care. So I feel like even though, like, I'm in a building doing this, like, I still felt like it was more effective, the ones where I did the exercises and things without shoes versus the ones when I was wearing that boot on my foot and I had to have another shoe on and I was not connected to anything but stupid machinery, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was more effective.
So I'll take it into heart rate variability, reduction of primary indicators of osteoporosis. I have osteoarthritis, and sometimes my brain's like, and then I wanted to say psoriasis, so I was like, oh, nope, that's something else. Osteoporosis, improvement of glucose regulation and immune response. It also gets into, altered blood electrodynamics. And then there's a discussion over more where it discusses all of the studies. And what I was kind of covering was kind of the setup, the studies, and so that wasn't necessarily the results. But, you know, it talks about, here's a good one. Pain reduction. So this is kind of them, like, discussing the results. Pain reduction from sleeping grounded has confirmed in a controlled study on DOMS. Earthing is the first intervention known to speed recovery from DOMS. I'm not sure what. Oh, I probably skipped over one of those tests. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what that is, but it helps with speed recovery. Painful conditions are often the result of various kinds of acute or chronic inflammation conditions caused in part by ROS generated by normal metabolism and also by the immune system as part of the response to injury or trauma. Inflammation can cause pain and loss of range of motion and joints. Inflammatory swelling can put pain on pain receptors and can compromise the microcirculation leading to ischemic pain, modern biomedical research has also documented a close relationship between chronic inflammation and virtually all chronic diseases, including aging. That's setting up something else I wanted to read.
We'll do that next time.
So,
do not change the subject, please. We're not that tall.
Sorry, I'm being silly, not rude. So,
kind of both.
Anyway, so it's a reduction in inflammation that it was talking about and the connection between inflammatory diseases.
Mm-hmm.
The reduction of inflammation as a result of earth grounding has
infrared
medical imaging. So it's even been documented with infrared medical imaging.
Right.
With measurements of blood chemistry and white blood cell count. So the logical explanation for the anti-inflammatory effect is that grounding the body allows negatively charged antioxidants from the earth to enter the body and neutralize positively charged free radicals at sites of inflammation. Flow of electrons from earth to body has been documented. And so, it goes on about, you know, the electrodynamics of red blood cells and stress, diabetes.
I just think people, like, I just have to say this, because I think people, like, never thought, like, okay, so science looks more to you, our brain is like a computer and electrical impulses, and we have electrical impulses throughout our body, but it just seems like nobody thought scientifically to link the electricity in our bodies to the way we have, like I said earlier, run electricity in a city. It's like, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of like it's like now realizing, wait a minute, we have to ground wires. We have now your outlets, instead of having the two prongs, they have a ground hole too. That's what the three are. That's that third one they've added is a grounding head, basically, whatever the word is. So it's like they've only, you know,
they've been doing that forever, not forever, but for a while. And like, it didn't click that, wait a minute, our bodies are made of electricity. What happens when we ground those? You know what I mean? Like, it's unreal to me.
Yeah.
And
you're good.
It's
crazy. And I'll read like the last bit of the conclusion real quick. So, you know, it's asking a question at the beginning. Could such an intervention be located right beneath our feet? Earthing research observations and related theories raise an intriguing possibility about the Earth's surface electrons as an untapped health resource. The Earth as global treatment table. Emerging evidence shows that contact with the Earth, whether being outside, barefoot, or indoors connected to grounding conductive systems, may be a simple, natural, yet profoundly effective environmental strategy against chronic stress, ANS dysfunction, so your automatic nervous system, inflammation, pain, poor sleep, disturbed HRV, hypercoagulable blood, and many common health disorders, including cardiovascular disease. The research done to date supports the concept that grounding or earthing the human body may be an essential element in health equation, along with sunshine, clean air, water, nutritious foods, and physical activity.
Boom!
So we're just like plants. You know, we need to connect to the earth. We need sunlight. We need water.
Or like
we need nutrition.
Like cucumbers with anxiety.
The only difference is more physical activity.
Yeah. Don't be a louse.
And who's to say, you know, you can't ground while you get that physical activity? Haters, that's who.
I had a dirty joke. I'm not going to say because we're on air. Never
but,
mind. Anyway.
But I really hope the article will help people. Realize some benefits. I would love to
scientifically proven benefit.
Scientifically proven benefit.
Just our opinion.
Yeah, I would love to talk more about this in the future. I really didn't even think about how much of the show this would take up, even to talk on the read through. So, you know, thank you to everybody that listened. I really hope this helped. I hope to, you know, kind of share more like this in the future. We're trying to get some more things lined up so we can have more, you know, information driven shows.
Make a better show.
Yeah.
So, than just this streaming. I told you we're working on it, and we really are. She's working on it better than I am. Anyway, I have ideas, but we'll be back next week. Again, we're Barefoot is Legal. You can find us at barefootislegal.org. We have to wrap up the show. We just saw this clock. Barefootislegal.org. Facebook is Barefoot is Legal. Instagram is Real Barefoot is Legal. And if you send me a message with any photos or thoughts or tips or tricks, I can figure out how to share it as a member submission. I'm on that. And then we have TikTok is Barefoot is Legal 2. And, you know, basically Google search us, Barefoot is Legal. You'll find all our, you know, platforms that we're on. And also Indianapolis Mix 105, 104.
Each. 10-something.
I am. 105.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Indianapolis Mix 105, sorry, internet radio. They replay our episodes the following, not like tomorrow Sunday, but Sunday after this will be replayed. You can listen to replays here on Freedomizer Radio as well. You know, lots of options. If you have any questions, get a hold of us. We'll let you know how. Audrey.Krauss@barefootislegal.org is my email. I will spell that next time because I'm running out of time.
It was good talking with you folks. Remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces. Just take care and keep living your best barefoot lifestyle.
Exactly. Be kind. Help when you can. Don't be a jerk. We'll be back next week.
Take care.